You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Since 2013, San Francisco's Opera Parallel partners with local schools to create and perform an original opera. The world premiere of this year's show is this week. It's called Harriet's Spirit, about a young girl struggling with bullying, and she gets advice from Harriet Tubman. The show's composed by jazz great Marcus Shelby and features students from Rooftop Alternative School. Jazz opera singer Tiffany Austin plays Harriet Tubman, and Aaron Neff, the show's director, came to KALW Studios to talk with Jen Chien about working with kids and finding their own inspiration in Harriet Tubman.
Could one of you, maybe you, Aaron, can you tell me a little bit more about the story?
So the show opens with a young woman, a middle schooler, who is walking home from school, and she's looking at, very proudly, her book report that she's made about Harriet Tubman. And in the midst of walking home, she's suddenly confronted with bullies. And they jostle her up, physically harass her, and she hits her head. And when she comes to, she is seeing Harriet Tubman. And so this opera is an odd mix of historically what Harriet Tubman did, plus this aspect of bullying, and how this girl finds Harriet Tubman's strength in herself to overcome and confront bullying. Marcus Shelby's score is phenomenal. If you like jazz and if you like opera, it's wonderful. Great for kids, great for adults.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Tiffany, you're also known as a jazz singer. What's it been like for you to work in opera? You're also classically trained, is that right?
That is right. Yeah, it's been actually kind of a homecoming. When I was growing up, I was classically trained, and I used to try to sing pop music and soul music with classical approach and wonder what was going so terribly wrong. When I first heard that I was going to be playing Harriet Tubman, I was terrified because she's just such an influential figure. Personally, I think about my grandmother. My grandmother came up in the rural South, and she used to tell the stories that were, you know, pretty horrific.
Do you think about your grandmother consciously as you're performing?
Definitely, and I think that, you know, it started when I started developing my jazz voice and digging into the blues and realizing that we have to call on the ancestors for that spirit. You can't take art in a vacuum. It would be a disservice.
And I'm wondering what's it been like working with middle school kids.
It's been fun, particularly since these kids are not performers per se. They volunteer to do it. The people who are there really want to be there. So that has been amazing.
And they're not just extras, right? They sing, they have characters, they're an integral part of the story.
They're a huge part of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great energy that they have. I think that the excitement is kind of infectious. Especially, you know, early in the morning after, you know, a two-hour drive in the traffic, and you get there and you see their faces, and yeah, it wakes you up and it makes you excited.
I'm wondering also, for the kids and also for both of you, we talked a little bit about this idea of being more fluid between genres, but this jazz and opera, and it's neither of those two are genres that middle schoolers these days are super into, I would think. So has there been any resistance, or how have you gone about trying to transfer your love of this type of music?
I think for me, it's just to embody the music and not to treat it as a rehearsal or even as a performance. For me, it's just a moment of communication. I just want to kind of open myself up and be an example for the children, rather maybe than saying something explicitly.
Sometimes that goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You want it to. At that age.
Yeah. Lectures get lost.
I would say that before Tiffany and Christabel started coming to rehearsals.
And Christabel, who plays Modesty.
Who plays Modesty.
The younger character.
The kids I don't think, grasped fully what they were singing and the style of it, because the day Tiffany and Christabel showed up, all the kids were, whoa, what was that? Really impressed.
Just the power of their voices.
The power of it. And they were like, whoa, I like opera. I didn't know I liked opera. They literally stopped singing and doing any acting as soon as the two soloists opened their mouths. It was great.
That's very cute. Do either of you have a favorite moment from the show?
There's so many good moments. Okay, let's see. I think one of my favorite moments is the duet between Modesty and Harriet, where they're talking about freedom, and you can see them moving toward each other, really feeling hopeful in all this darkness and all this confusion and all this bullying, that they still have that hope, that light inside of them, that there's going to be freedom at the end of this.
That's also one of my favorite scenes, particularly because it starts with a conversation about fear, where Modesty is asking, weren't you ever afraid? And Harriet responds, like, why, yes, of course. I was terrified. But if you listen to fear, fear is very intelligent. If you really listen to it, if you run away from it, it's not very smart. But if you listen to it and can respond in an intelligent way, and this will lead to the freedom. Mm. So that scene is really beautiful. And I think it sets the tone for the whole opera, which is the process of the kids, right? These kids who are bullying, really, those kids are afraid. They don't know they're afraid. This is how they are manifesting their fear. And they come to this place of challenging their own actions.